how my time looks like, it can be also so different. I one time wrote a poem where I described, like, when I wasn't feeling well, how sometimes, you know, the way from the bed to the kitchen seems like it might take 5 hours, then the way to the bathroom 3, the way to the balcony only 1.5. Sometimes when I'm not well, then I'm like in my room and looking into the corners of my room and kind of get stuck in there. And there is no time when this happens. Sometimes I feel like time is very spacious. It's also very porous. And sometimes it's very dangerous because it can have holes, like triggers, where you like fall through and then you end up in a sea of like off sound that is also connected to time for me. And then it's really difficult to get back. But what works best is to use the senses. Sometimes time is also a negotiation when it's like experienced in a collective. It can bring up conflict, and it can also bring up a feeling of interdependence, of being connected, because you experience being in the same time, being in the same space-time. Also, time is circular because things are reoccurring. It's never just going somewhere and then ending there. I've never experienced time in a linear way, and I've always been obsessed with thinking about time, also about time travel, for example, like going back into the past and healing your past and changing the future. And all of this is connected, and all of this is kind of like space-time.